This is Bill Venters with Artima, and I just finished dinner at the Star Spec Leeds dinner, and I'm sitting with Nasir Khan, who's an architect of BEA, and he was chosen as a Star Spec Lead this year. So I wanted to ask him a little bit about his JSR. So could you tell me, why is your JSR? What is cool about your JSR?
This is JSR on SIP servlet technology. And what's cool about it is that it is a specific Java specification around the SIP protocol. And SIP protocol is actually pretty new, relatively new in the telecommunications world. And it's gained prominence over the last 3 or 4 years. And so we are coming out with a Java specification for it. There in fact has been an earlier version of that too. And that actually became quite popular. And the server-side SIP development. And this is the latest specification in that.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about what the SIP protocol is, for those who don't know it?
Sure. SIP is actually very similar to HTTP as far as the protocol structure is concerned. But the function of SIP protocol is to establish a multimedia session between two endpoints. And that's just the beginning. In fact, it's been used to establish phone conversations between two devices. If you're familiar with services like Vonage and AT&T CallVantage, they actually use SIP protocol for their session establishment. So voice over IP is actually driving over SIP protocol today. And what the SIP servlets, my specification offers, is to have a programming model over SIP so that you can write applications using SIP protocols, similar to what you would do for an HTTP, HTTP applications, like an HTTP on an HTTP container.
Okay, so you call it a servlet, but it's not really it doesn't inherit from the existing servlet API, right? It's a different.
Well, actually, it does. So it derives from the core servlet API. It's actually parallel to HTTP servlets in that respect. In its tree in package hierarchy, so it's parallel to HTTP.
Okay, so how is it different? What does it add that HTTP the servlets don't have? And what are some kind of things that people might do? For example, like a specific example of what someone might build on with that API.
Right. So first of all, SIP is different from HTTP because it's not just client server. HTTP is a client server protocol, whereas SIP is a peer to peer protocol. Having said that, since we're talking about SIP servlets, so there is an inherent notion of a server also in the network. In the SIP network, there are these endpoints, which could be actually voice over IP phones and devices. And there are also core network components, which provide services on the network. And one of those services could be a proxy, which basically the main function of that is to find out where a certain end user is on the network at this time. So it does a lookup on the basis of user registration information. So one of the applications that somebody would write using SIP servlet technology is to write that proxy, which allows the message forwarding based upon some network conditions. That's one. There could be registrars which actually accept registrations on users' behalf and update that location database. There could be redirect servers. There could also be something called as a back-to-back user agent, which is another SIP entity, which could also be written using this SIP servlet API. So there are a number of server components which you would write primarily to route the requests in the network to the right destination using these APIs.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.